Hey, it's Elena, and we're back.
And it's Mackenzie.
And we're talking about Zoom fatigue again. So last episode, we talked about what Zoom fatigue is, the general negative effects of Zoom, and why does it seem so hard to be on video chat? Today, we're going to be talking about how to avoid Zoom fatigue and how we can alleviate the stress of Zoom calls.
So the first strategy that we came up with to avoid Zoom fatigue is to take a break and look away from your screen as much as possible.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that one. I know that my eyes start to hurt after a while. The other one, a really good one, is to reduce your screen stimuli. So hide yourself from view. I know that there's a lot of times where I tend to just want to look at myself and make sure I look okay. And if you hide yourself from your Zoom call, you won't be so distracted by yourself and you can focus on what you're doing.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that point because I find I always stare at my own screen as much as I can.
I know, and it's funny for the people that you're talking with because you're looking kind of to the right.
Mm-hmm.
So they definitely know that you're totally staring at yourself. I mean, we're humans, we're vain. I get it. Like, I want to look at myself and make sure I look okay. But I think it's such a distracting thing. And that's why, again, like Zoom calls don't seem so natural because when you're talking to someone face to face, you have no mirror. Like you have no idea what you look like. So you're not necessarily distracted. And you're also talking like with eye contact. Like on Zoom, you don't really have a lot of eye contact. Right now, we're talking on Zoom, and I'm definitely not looking in Mackenzie's eyes because I can barely see her.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm looking at myself sometimes, too.
Yeah, exactly. Another thing, too, is we encourage plain, non-distracting backgrounds. I don't know how many times I've been in a Zoom call, and someone has a fake background, and I don't like them.
I agree, especially when they glitch and it just looks so weird.
It's so unnatural. Like I get the point of trying to make it fun and stuff, but I think for people too, it's really distracting. And like even there's been times where it like hides what they're doing, like the screen's not really working. And then it just it just makes it seem unnatural. Like I'd rather have like a plain wall or like wherever you're sitting, it doesn't really matter. I definitely agree with that one.
Okay, so how can we alleviate the stress of Zoom calls? So the first option that we came up with is when possible, we can limit calls to when it's necessary.
Yeah, they definitely, in a lot of our research, they said really limit them to necessity. And unfortunately with school, I think they're trying to do that and limit the amount of time we're on our screens. But again, like we said last episode, regardless of us doing an hour of a Zoom call, now we have to do 2 hours to 3 hours of work on our computer. So regardless of being on the Zoom call or not, we're still on our screens most of the day.
Yeah. And I don't know about you. There's just times when we don't really need to do a Zoom call for class. Like I just sit there for that hour and 20 minutes or however long. And I just feel like I'm not getting anything or we don't really discuss anything important that we could have just had like some simple PowerPoint on instead.
Yeah. I find that a lot of the time if they're just reading off a PowerPoint, it's like I could have done that on my own. I'd rather have like discussions on Zoom. And like that's the piece I'm missing from classes is the like class discussions on let's talk about this subject. Cause I think it's great to hear other people's opinions. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time we're just getting a one-way transaction with our classes. Now our topic is Zoom fatigue and we are definitely curving it towards students. But in general, if people are having Zoom meetings, not in school and stuff like that, these are still very relevant. All of these suggestions and stuff are very relevant to people that aren't in school as well.
Okay, so the next one is having the option to have your camera on or off to alleviate anxiety.
Yeah, that's a big one for me, I would say.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate it when a professor is like, yeah, you can turn your camera on if you want, like no pressure. I do get kind of stressed out when a professor is like, turn your camera on.
Yeah. There's times where it's just like, I understand that they're trying to encourage participation, mm-hmm. but there's times where it's just like, I there's no way I can have my camera on today, or, you know, things like that. It's interesting. I've seen some videos on TikTok and stuff like that discussing, like, how sad teachers are when they're teaching to a...
Yeah, I definitely feel bad for them at
times. I know. Which is like, if that were ever the case and they like said something in the class, I would 100% put my camera on. But I know that majority of people have their camera on, so I normally feel okay if I like need to have my camera off. Mm-hmm. But I think it's anxiety triggering. Like people in this platform, it's really caused a lot of social anxiety for some people. And it's so different because people will be like, well, you'd be in class and you're in person in class. It's like, yeah, but you're not the center of attention and people can't look at you.
Yeah. When we're sitting in a classroom, you don't see everyone like staring at each other.
Totally. You can't see everyone's faces and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so I think, yeah, a really good suggestion is just to have that option, give mm-hmm. that option out, say, yeah, sure. We encourage it. We want to see your beautiful faces, but also just, you know, have the option to have it off. Mm-hmm. Another one we talked about is having the screen off to the side rather than directly in front of your face. I saw this a lot in the research we saw, where rather than having the screen directly in front of you, have it off to the side so you're not directly looking at it. If you're doing notes and stuff like that too, it's really good so that you aren't just a one-way transaction. It said it really helps with the fatigue that you can feel.
Yeah, that just goes back to like taking a break from looking at the screen. Mm-hmm. Another thing that we came up with was turning your screen brightness down, because that can just be very hard on your eyes at times. And it also leads to headaches sometimes when you're always staring at a bright screen.
Yeah. I mean, one of the biggest things that is contributing to the fatigue, not only is the anxiety around it and everything like that, but it's the optics. Your eyes are just not meant to be looking at a blue screen all day. And so if you can remove any of those barriers and things like that and try and decrease them, highly, highly suggest that. So another thing that we kind of found where it can be draining and why Zoom fatigue is such a topic now is the audio has been proposed as one of the reasons why it's so draining. The delay of the sound can create a harsh interaction. I know that there's times where I've been more or less, it almost makes me frustrated when I'm in a class or a meeting or something and the audio is cutting out or it's delayed, and it just creates a frustration in you that's not normally there.
Yeah, and I know we talked about it last time, but when two people talk over one another, especially in breakout rooms, there's that cut out of audio and then you don't hear either one. And yeah, that can be very frustrating.
Yeah, exactly. It's just not natural, and it causes more frustration on both parts. So one interesting thing too that I read in Psychiatric Times was it really shows through this kind of experiment, it feels almost like 2020 has given us a social experiment on, you know, human interaction, but it shows us how social we are as creatures. Like we are inherently social creatures, and the limitations that we have been given and the fact that we can't be social has really shown us that even those big introverts that love to be at home all day are still struggling a bit.
Yeah, I'm definitely someone who's more introverted, a little bit more shy, but yeah, I feel the effects of Zoom right now and how I want to be with other people at times too.
Totally. Even for group projects and stuff, having to do it over mm-hmm. Zoom, it just doesn't feel as fun or exciting because we know that like we're still sitting at home alone doing this project.
Yeah. It's difficult. So another negative aspect that we were discussing is we're not receiving the rewarding part of face-to-face social interaction because we're on screen. We're not really in person. So it's just a very awkward situation overall.
Yeah, it just feels very unnatural. I think mm-hmm. with 2020 and the COVID era, we're getting used to it more and more. But I think one suggestion I have for people is to just have fun with it. Try and make it lighthearted. Try and, you know, my biggest thing is to kind of be goofy and make it seem as natural as it can be.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it can feel forced at times. So you just have to try to be positive, because it does seem like there is a lot of negatives right now, but you just have to try to stay on the positive side.
Exactly. And they're saying that more than normal negative interpretations between people are adding to the fatigue. So just it's so interesting reading about the misinterpretations of, you know, nonverbal cues. Mm-hmm. Just to define that quickly, like nonverbal cues are the way people operate, like body language and facial expressions and just little tics and things like that. And I think a lot of time people are misinterpreting and it's creating harsher interactions, which is adding to the Zoom fatigue. So people are just getting tired of it, and it's causing more emotional distress than it needs to be.
Yeah.
And so, like I've said, just try and be as lighthearted and goofy as possible, because then people can't really misinterpret what you're trying to say. Another thing we wanted to discuss quickly is how, as future educators, can we prepare to teach through Zoom or another online platform? One thing that's been kind of looming over me is the potential that, yes, there could be a time where once we finish our program, we could still be dealing with this. And so to prepare ourselves as best as possible, we have a couple suggestions on how to teach through Zoom.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know about you, Elena, but I spend a lot of time on TikTok.
Oh my gosh.
Like hours.
More than I want to admit.
Yeah. So on my For You page, I see a lot of TikTok creators that are teachers, and they're sharing their experiences. And yeah, it's just, they show a lot of fun ways that they keep their students engaged, keeping that positive attitude. So then their students feel a lot less stressed about the entire situation.
Oh, I completely agree. There's this one teacher, that's blown up because of just the way she speaks, and mm-hmm. she's very animated and very just enthralling. Like, I just find her, you know, I love it. I find it hilarious. She's a kindergarten teacher and she's teaching through Zoom, and it must be so stressful for the teacher, right? There's the added layer of dealing with the technology part of it, but mm-hmm. she makes it seem so fun. And there's definitely some really interesting resources through TikTok that I've seen. I totally agree. Giving me some ideas for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And I don't know if you've seen like the videos from the parents' point of view, like helping their children along with the technology, like having to unmute and mute for their child.
There was one where the child went up to the mom. I was like, yeah, we don't have class today. Like, it's over or something. And the mom's like, are you sure? And opens the laptop and it's still going. And the teacher's like trying to call for the student. She's like, oh yeah. You know, crafty little kids. They're going to do anything to get out of school. I was one of those kids.
Mm-hmm.
Another interesting thing we thought of is just creating that warm background. A lot of the ones that I've seen on TikTok are doing it from their classrooms. Mm-hmm. So that's easy to create a warm background, you know, have something not too distracting, but something warm and not a harsh background.
Yeah. Like we mentioned, avoiding a green screen as much as possible. And yeah, I do like the idea of them staying in the classroom, because it feels more like you're in the classroom environment, even if you are at home.
Totally. It kind of gets the kids in that mind frame for sure.
So I saw also on TikTok a lot of them creating different signs that could help guide the students on how to use controls. Like, a lot of them have like a little sign they'll hold up for when they want them to unmute or camera on, camera off.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the younger grades too are going to need that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
One, I guess, positive of this is students are, you know, unintentionally being taught about technology, right? Like, they're getting used to computers a bit more and stuff like that, depending on the level of parent involvement with it. But yeah, that could be one silver lining of it, that they're kind of getting used to it. I've been reading a lot is the generations that are growing up now are just so accustomed to technology. So
yeah, I'm always amazed at how much young children know about technology. Like, they grow up with this, and yeah, they just grab their iPad and they know how to get onto YouTube.
I'm only a couple years older than you, but it's true. Like, I didn't grow up. It was just becoming a thing as I was kind of growing up. Mm-hmm. And now, like, then it's incredible. They already know things more than me.
Mm-hmm. They have such advanced technology in the classroom nowadays that I didn't have when I was
in school. The other thing they're saying, though, for students and for younger kids is because of so much stimuli and so much technology that there's a lot of attention problems because of it. And I found myself too being drawn different places, even watching TV. Like, I don't know how many times I've watched TV, but I'm on my phone as well. Like,
yeah, me as well.
Stimuli, and I don't know why, but it's just kind of how our brains are changing. So
I know.
Another thing too, we thought about is always just being prepared with your resources. If you're teaching through the Zoom platform or any different platform, is just have them as close as possible to limit that delay and to limit the time that students are going to be on Zoom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once again, keeping virtual class time to a minimum so we can try to alleviate that Zoom fatigue. If we don't need to have a Zoom meeting, then don't.
Exactly. Now that we're wrapping up, we wanted to just end on kind of a fun note. We've talked a lot about the negatives and suggestions on how to limit Zoom fatigue, but we wanted to just suggest a couple of things that you can use Zoom for good. Because we're potentially going back into another lockdown situation where we are in Victoria with all the rising case numbers, we have some suggestions for the fun, you know, get connected with others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were talking about having a fun virtual happy hour with your friends. Yeah, having a Zoom call with your friends and maybe watching a movie over Zoom, that would be fun.
But again, remember to turn down your brightness and keep your meeting short. Have your screen to the side so that you're in. Eye strain is not too much. Maybe have a coffee date, maybe call your grandparents, things like that. It can be used for good. Mm-hmm. Zoom is a great source that has been crafted and, well, actually I think it was around. It was definitely around before everything happened, but now it's shot up in popularity because of the situation we're in. So just remember to always use those tips and tricks that we've suggested to help with that Zoom fatigue, and hopefully with our resources and what we've created, we can help future students, teachers, educators, anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just keep that positive attitude and we'll get through this together.
Yeah, thanks so much. Bye.
Bye.